B-Pod Studios.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
They're very big.
If I'm a Sports Hub, it is Toucher and Rich. 7:03 in the Town Fair Tire studio. We got Joe Murray in studio with us. Hey, Joe, have you been? I know that for a while you weren't smoking for a long time.
Are
you?
I still have not. No, nope.
Wow.
What? Why?
The whole world is unemployed right now, and if I need a job, I want to pass a drug. Dude, I'm over 300 pounds. You know how long it takes for me to pass a drug test?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Now, if I'm a Sports Hub, it is Toucher and Rich. 7:03 in the Town Fair Tire studio. We got Joe Murray in studio with us. Hey, Joe, have you been? I know that for a while you weren't smoking for a long time. Are you?
I still have not. No, nope.
Wow.
What? Why?
The whole world is unemployed right now, and if I need a job, I want to pass a drug. I'm over 300 pounds. You know how long it takes for me to pass a drug test?
No, actually, how long would it take?
It probably would take 60 to 90 days.
All right, well, that's wildly responsible, and that's, wow, of course, something that I would expect from you. But, I mean, but that's like, but you, dude, I don't know many people who love smoking pot more than you do.
I'm around it a lot. I mean, I like to be in the area of it and smell it. You know what I mean? If I see like a bag of it, I'm like, give that to me, and I just stuff it in my face. You know,
you've smoked so much pot that can you even like get a contact high anymore?
I don't know. I don't think I get contact. I just like to smell it. You know, it's, you know, I see all these people trying gummies now and all this other fun stuff, and I don't know. I just like the smell of it.
I'm going to sound
okay? Oh, my gosh.
I just love the smell of that. The sweet leaf.
For the smell of it.
I don't... Okay, this is going to sound so unbelievably naive, but are they still testing for weed when you go get a job?
It depends. Like, if you're working, like, you know, with mechanics or automotive or something like that, they might. But normal sales jobs, everyone in the office is smoking weed during their break.
But even in Massachusetts where it's legal?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the whole thing is like now, with the, literally, dude, everyone I know, any company I've worked at over the last whatever, like 5 years of my life is unemployed right now. Everybody I know.
Yeah, and no, it's
like,
awful.
But here's the deal. If you have to take a drug test, like, aren't they going to hire the person that can pass the drug test? Like, that's what I'm hoping for. Like, I'm just like, all right, man, can I be on your list?
That's the tiebreaker?
Yeah, that's the time. Hey, listen, in every competition there's a tiebreaker. That's the only advantage I have right now.
I mean, it just seems absurd that, you know, even in an industry like that, it would, you know, it's legal here. It's I understand.
Right. Hey, man, trust me. Every day I'm like, man, I want that. Need a job. I mean, dude, like, literally, I'm not kidding you guys. Like, I don't know when the job market's gonna open back up. Like, when will it? Like, you look for jobs every day. I feel like the jobs that are coming out there are the ones they already paid for the year to post on Indeed and LinkedIn and all that stuff. So it's like, you know, I worked in sales, so inside sales. So if there's businesses not running, how do I sell software to those companies? You know what I mean? So, like, there literally is no jobs available, not even posted at the moment. When is the economy going to get back together? I really don't know.
Well, I mean, listen, who knows? But I mean, at least you've had a little bit of a run you know, on Wall Street. At least, like, the stock market's started to go up. It doesn't mean, like, right now, it doesn't mean anything. Because, I mean, you're right, the jobs aren't back. But, I mean, maybe that's an indicator that things are going in the right direction. I did hear yesterday pretty decent news. You know, Fauci seems to have been, like, pushed to the side. Like, don't let him speak. He did say something somewhat hopeful, and that was that before the end of the year, he said that there could be upwards of hundreds of millions of vaccines available. Because I guess that there's a couple of them that are having really positive results in phase two, and I think that one's about to hit phase three, which is when you have, you know, tens of thousands of people tested, which is the final step. And I think that's going to start in July. But in the meantime, you've got all of these companies and investors who are sinking a ton of money in the reproduction of it already, you know, just in case it does work. Yeah. I mean, it could be a massive bust if this ends up testing and being and not working. And then, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars were put into something that's just going to be thrown away or sit in a warehouse. But if it does work, according to him, and he says that, you know, he's cautiously optimistic that by the end of the year, and that's when you're going to see the pop. I mean, that's going to be the moment that changes everything, is once there's a vaccine that is readily available to most Americans, and obviously and most people around the world.
The next thing is, you know, everyone's very stimulated right now, so it's like, when do you want to go back to work? Like, that's the next thing, because, you know, people have been working so hard for so long, they see these government checks coming in, and it's like, do I want to get off the pot? Do I want to do this?
Well,
like, I'm bored as hell. Like, when you guys call me to come in, I'm like, I'll be right there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're in a tent out in the parking lot.
Literally.
I just got a tweet that said, they're still testing, but sometimes you got to risk it to get the biscuit.
That's right, man. Right.
I mean, honestly, like, now, like, for a sales job, you wouldn't be worried that they would test you for weed, right?
No.
They're not testing you for weed for a sales job, right?
No, they're not.
Okay. It's just like ones that, you know, construction and, you know, like, you obviously couldn't be a tea driver, you know, like a bus driver.
Yeah, maybe
like
the automotive business, who knows?
But even then, you still shouldn't test for
weed.
They
don't want you smoking and driving cars.
Well, you know? I mean, then test people for alcohol, you know what I mean? It's like, I mean, but I don't understand why they're still doing that. And if people are losing their job by getting tested for weed in a state where it's legal, it's just absurd, especially now when, you know, I mean, jobs are needed. I mean, if you're smoking on the job, that's one thing.
I mean, I have thought about it. Like, in my head, I'm like, this could be, like, a real good time to be like, I need it. Like, I, you know, like, right now, like, oh, for my mentality. Like, I really could use it right now.
And that's when you get that's when you get the phone call.
Yeah.
Do you have a fantasy of, like, let's say you get a full-time job. Do you have a fantasy of what you're going to do weed-wise?
No, I mean, dude, like, so for me, like, I like to smoke a joint. Like, that's like my thing, is like sit down, smoke a joint in my happy place. I don't, you know, I don't get me wrong, I like to smoke and like people watch. There's nothing better than people watching. Like going to a Red Sox game, like get ripped up and then go inside and sit in the stands and just look around and eat hot dogs. Like that's kind of.
Do you live in that kind of a neighborhood?
But that's kind of an expensive people watching experiment.
Yeah,
I
mean,
isn't it much cheaper to sit on your front porch and watch?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather watch like episodes, you know, just TV all day and with munchies.
It's not cheaper. We were just talking about how expensive it is to go to a Red Sox game right now. I mean, that seems like, you know, getting stoned there almost kind of waits. See, I've never understood that. I've never understood. Now, it's different at a concert because the music sounds better to some people or whatever. I still wouldn't do it. But I get that part of it. But going to a spending hundreds of dollars just so you can sit and just smile.
There's nothing better than like getting baked on the beach and being in the water. Like that's cool. And I've already told you about like the car washes and everything like that. Never go food shopping stoned. If there's anybody, never go to the supermarket stoned. Never. You'll come out with all sorts of stuff, man.
Yeah. Bad decision. Bad decisions you've made while stoned. 617-779-0985. I'll take that this morning. And by the way, you'd be so disappointed in me, Joe, because, you know, like a while back, you know, I loaded up at the dispensary and like I had such a bad experience when I was, you know, I was a goody two shoes. I didn't want to get, you know, just like I didn't want to get fired from my job and they were testing and everything like that. And also I couldn't afford it. So for years I didn't do it. And then I had kids and then it was like, all right, I didn't know who to go to and I didn't care that much. You know, it's almost like having an In-N-Out burger when it's out of state. Like if there was one in state and there was like a long line or I had to go through a pain in the ass, it's not worth it. But then when it became legal, I'm like, all right, fine. So, you know, I told you how it was taking me a hard time to get stoned. And then I got one of those pens, and nobody told me you're not supposed to suck on it like a milkshake.
No, yeah.
And it messed me. Like, it was like I was locked in a hell cell for about maybe a good hour. I just was pinned to my chair, and I couldn't move, and time was like, I don't know if you've ever been that. I mean,
yeah, there are these things called vape pens, and these little tips that they give you with the oil.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. That's what I used. Well, I sucked on it like a milkshake.
Yeah, well, sometimes you don't know, like, the percentage of the THC that they give you.
Yeah.
So, like, one day I looked up and it said 98%, and I'm like, uh-oh. Actually, I think it said 98.5%, and I was like, oh, man. Like, we're in for a ride right now, man.
But I just – so after I did that – I haven't touched it, and I was like, you know, maybe, you know, during, you know, obviously the all this stuff, I was thinking maybe on Saturday night, but I was so grossed out by that I almost should just, like, give it to you, but I don't want to because I don't want to tempt you because it sounds like you're in your own little temptation island.
Like I said, I want to, like, just, like, have, like, a Amari mixer, invite everybody over, you know? Hang out.
Drink, oh, you're gonna have smoke. You gonna have a party?
I am actually, believe it or not, there was a plan for Amari Mixer too.
Really?
It got derailed a little bit.
I get invited to that one?
You will be. Rich.
I'm excited. All right.
Is this one of those where you don't invite Fred again?
Well, I
didn't get invited either. No, Rich. I just happened to be in the list.
No, I didn't get invited.
Now listen, I want to get Dan O'Brien on my podcast. I'm trying to work that one out.
Really?
Someday. Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right.
I'm trying to work that in
behind the curtain.
Yeah, behind the curtain.
Pull back that curtain,
yeah,
Joe.
Maybe we can do some like tool time stuff too.
All right, real quick, let's go to Kevin on line three. Kevin, what's up, man? You're on Touch and Rich.
All right,
let's go to Danny. Danny, you're on Touch and Rich.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
So I my fiance told me to go get some, like, you know, some diapers and stuff at Stop and Shop one day, and I was like, all right, you know, give me like an hour. And I smoked a fat blunt before going in. And, you know, walking around, I get the diaper stuff. And as I'm going through, like, the frozen section, I'm like, oh, that looks so good. And I grabbed, like, 50-count bags of Totino's pizza rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Just walking around and just one thing after another. And then I went to go cash out, and it was like almost like $300 of just random shit.
Yeah. I'll tell you a quick story. I went into ever went shopping at like a Target. I haven't done that. Well, all of a
what?
Sudden,
hang on, you've never been shopping at a Target?
I usually go to like a supermarket, but I
dude,
went.
That's one of the more underrated small joys of life.
So let me just tell you this experience I had. I went in. I was definitely under the influence. And all of a sudden, I saw fruit by the foots. I saw gushers. I saw them all. Welch's fruit snacks. Anything that was like of the fruit era from a kid.
My kids love gushers.
Stuffed them in that thing, dude. I had like literally like. Yeah, $200 of just sweets.
What were those juices that weren't even juice at all? It was just like red goose.
Oh, what were those called? Squeeze-its, yeah.
Yeah.
Squeeze-its, man.
You washed it all down with some Squeeze-its.
But like, I just remember like eating so much. And then I bought a tub of Swedish fish. And they had like two, like buy one tub, get one tub free. And I bought like, you know, Sour Patch Kids. I didn't know what, you know. Then I was like, do I get the kids or do I get the watermelons? You know, there's so many decisions for that.
Let's go to Chuck. Chuck on line two. What's up, man?
Hey, two things. One, the first, you never go shopping because I end up spending about $500 on just anything except what you need.
Yep.
All right. The second thing, I went to a car wash. I was told I was out of my mind. At the car wash where I go to, at the end, you have to take a left to go around this whole thing to get out. I ended up going straight, ended up going through a fence, and ended up on a neighbor's yard.
Okay.
Can't get behind the wheel, man.
Sure, man. I don't advocate that at all. By the way, Bruins Luchador just tweeting in saying, 3 times in my life I've been so baked that I ordered food at a drive-thru, paid, and then drove off without picking up the food. I can understand that. Danielle, line one. What's up, Danielle?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I was at work one day, and I had to leave work for a little bit to get my license renewed. And so I was, to begin with, I was all kinds of aggravated because I was dealing with a salesman, and I was just livid. So when I left to go get my license renewed, I got my pipe, and I thought, you know what, I'll just take a small little hit, to take the edge off. Worst idea ever, because I clearly did not take small enough of a hit, and now my license picture is just a picture of me with huge pupils staring off into the camera. And so now I just have, and I mean, no one said anything, but yeah, now I can look back for the next however many years. It was last year, so I'm going to have this picture for a long time.
See, that's actually a good thing, because if anyone ever, like, you know, you get in any trouble, they'll say, all right, are you under the influence? And you say, no, that's how I normally look. And you get your ID, and sure enough, there you go. They're not going to be able to tell the difference.
But, dude, there's nothing worse than, like, you know, wake and bake is great because you just woke up and you're just out of it. But, like, if you're like, man, I just need, like, a quick hit, you do it, that thing is going to rock your world.
Never
for,
works
like,
out.
2 hours, man.
No.
Yeah. By the way, I mean, every time we talk about this stuff, the phone lines just light up.
Okay.
Which is, of course, that's what somebody said. Me and my buddy got blasted when we were 19. Went through Wendy's. We both ordered $15 worth of food with milkshakes, parked and ate, and went right back through the Wendy's and reordered the same thing again. My friend, I have done that many a time, and I wasn't big. That was just me being a glutton, a pig, because I love Wendy's. It, you know, although I could substitute Wendy's for Taco Bell, for Arby's, for Chick-fil-A. I mean, I've double dipped at the same
place. I was
going to
say
before.
I double dip all the time, man.
But you notice that all these stories involve getting behind the wheel? No one does that and stays in the house. You notice that?
Okay, hang on. Oh God, my wife took edibles one night because she thought it would help her arthritis, and the next morning she called me crying because she was so high she had to drive our son to school and needed me to do it. I can understand that happening. All right, 617-779-0985. Look what you've done, Joe Murray. Look what you've done. You've got people jonesing about, I don't know, maybe it's the same. Maybe most people are doing this. I know I haven't been drinking as much, and I was never a big drinker, but I'm, like, rarely drinking, which is weird, and I thought I would have during all of this.
Well, I bet you people, the dispensaries aren't open right now, I don't believe.
I thought the one in Brookline was.
I think you can get curbside. Well, okay. I mean, they don't leave it outside.
I think you need a card, though, right?
Right now? Dude, I don't know.
I don't think,
I haven't gone.
I think these are tough times for there, unless you got to go street. Recreational hours is open. Okay.
There we go. All right. 617-779-0985. We'll get your calls in a minute.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
The Sports Hub, it is Toucher and Rich, and we're going to give John Wallach a chance to redeem himself from his embarrassment that happened yesterday. I mean, it really was embarrassing, but if anything, this show is about redemption, and later on, I think that we let him choose his category and I rule. We let him, this is his call, and now it's almost a scientific experiment to see if it's just, he's someone who has something chemically wrong with him where he just chokes when the pressure is on. And I don't believe that is the case. That's why, once again, we are giving him a second chance. And, of course, we will compete as well. But before we do that, so yesterday was an interesting day on – every day is an interesting day on social media. And lately it's just been, as you probably can understand, a whole lot of – anger, and everyone's angry at everybody. But one thing that a lot of teams had been doing over the past couple of, I guess maybe a week or so since the horrible incidents in Minneapolis, is people have been putting out showing of supports. All the different teams, they've been putting out statements. You know, some seemed more sincere than others. And then you had guys like, what's his name, of the Dolan with the Knicks, who just completely bungled it because he bungles everything. But But it was one of those deals where, you know, a team would put out almost like something sincere, and people couldn't wait to be like, oh, yeah, why'd you wait so long? And that happened yesterday with the Bruins. I thought the Bruins put out a good statement, and they, you know, obviously – and Zdeno Chara has been very outspoken about it. So have many of the players in the team, being in support of a lot of these protests. And it's just like, damned if you do, it's damned if you don't. It kind of became that way. But a lot of teams were jumping on this. But the one that I thought stood out, like, it's one of those where you just saw it and you went, oh boy. And that was yesterday when people were tweeting out the black picture and hashtag Blackout Tuesday. They did that, you know, obviously in support of the movement. And I saw that tweeted out, big black square, hashtag Blackout Tuesday, by the official account of the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We hate racism here at the Redskins. Yeah. We're all against labels. We're all against using racial terms and racial us Washington Redskins. And I saw that, I'm like, oh boy, this isn't going to go well. And of course, it did not go well. And a bunch of think pieces were launched yesterday, and a lot of people who obviously found that to be interesting. And I'm not a fan of obviously we've busted Mike Florio's balls before, but he wrote an article about how now would be the perfect time for the Washington Redskins to change their name, especially when you put something out there that's just so disingenuous. And right underneath it says the name of your team, and then it says like Blackout Tuesday. Like, all right, man. And the one thing about that organization that I've always thought, or not always, but for a long time, but Dan Snyder's known as what? What is Dan Snyder known as?
I mean,
one of the worst owners in the NFL.
Bingo. One of the worst owners in sports. Dan Snyder has about as bad as a reputation this side of James Dolan. He is known as, he's a guy that has purchased radio stations so they wouldn't talk badly about his team. We've known the stuff that he's done with newspapers in that town. He's just, the track record of the way that he's treated players. Dan Snyder is known as having one of the worst reputations in all of sports when it comes to ownership. And I've thought this for a while. Even if you have no awareness of anything race related, and even if you just don't even care about how Native Americans feel about the name, even if none of that matters to you, there's such an easy reason to change that name. And that is money. Money and reputation. Two things right there that just make all of this so easy. Dan, people hate you. You want to do one small thing to make your perception a little bit better? Change the name. Even if you're insincere, you're going to get that kind of if it's all about you and you don't even care about that, you're going to get that. You know what else you're going to get? You're going to get a ton of people buying more merchandise for the name of your team.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount that you are going to be able to make in just licensing alone, that people are going to buy all the new jerseys, all the new merchandise, it's going to be there. And I never understood why you continue to let that go and keep that name, even if you are just, I'm saying aside from the reasons, the basic decency reasons, and that your name is obviously way outdated for the times that we live in, I'm saying even beside that, there's a massive benefit. Like, if he only thinks in dollars, change the name. I've never understood why he is holding on to this. And I think yesterday was just one of those moments where, it couldn't be more clear that now is probably the time to do this.
Well, it's interesting because I had a long discussion with a buddy of mine about this yesterday. I saw the same thing you did, and I had the same reaction you did too. And we both agreed, my friend and I, that Dan Snyder has had the wrong people around him for a long time, a bunch of yes men who won't say anything different. I think he is used to in life, because he's always had a lot of money, he doesn't like people telling him what to do, and he will be defiant.
Yeah.
And regardless of what the fallout is, I don't care if you don't like what I say. I don't care if you don't like my team name. People are still going to come watch my team. I'm still raking in money by the hundreds of millions. This isn't going to hurt me at all. Why should I care what you think? And now, if you're going to be above board and start screaming that I should change the name of my team, F you, I'm not going to do it. It's not going to hurt me at all.
I just think that, like, an accountant needs to sit down with him.
Yeah.
Like,
how about that? How about the
show him a sheet? Like,
well, I mean, you're telling me I'm going to make an extra amount of money? You know what? it's worth it for me to say F you to all of those people because I'm already rich.
Yeah.
I can afford not to make an extra $100 million because you're telling me what to do and I don't want to be moved.
No, to your point, this is actually a good time for this to be brought up because like, sure. I'm wondering if the league could get involved. Like, for example, I know locally here, like how many high school, your town's mascot, John, had to change
because it's interesting you bring that up. The Natick Redmen.
Yep.
And there was a group that got together and they had to change it. Yep, that's right.
And even now some colleges have had to do it. I'm just wondering, will the NFL actually get involved? Like, hey, man, like, you know, you're going to be fined a certain amount of game or fined a season
with
this.
Hang on. Are you joking? After what the NFL has been doing over the past couple of years, after the whole kneeing incident, you think the NFL is going to get involved with anything right now?
No, isn't this a good time to do it, though?
I mean, I would hopefully that this is something that, you know, is going to be discussed and is something that, you know, has opened a lot of these owners' eyes to it. But, I mean, to give the NFL any credit for any of this stuff is insane. And it's had to be, like, individual coaches and players who have had to say something. I mean, it's... To count on the NFL to be the arbiter of anything moral is insane right now.
Well, who else can do it, though?
Well, I mean, nobody's going to do it. Unless Dan Snyder, unless the team gets bought, I guarantee you he doesn't change it until the team gets bought. And as I said, I'm going to take away everything moral and ethical about that and what you think about it, and, you know, and whether, you know, Native Americans feel this way. If you could just speak to that dummy in dollars and cents, then why would you not change the name? It's just one of the dumber things in sports.
The only thing that's going to move him off of where he is, because I don't think money factors into this at all for the reasons I just talked about, is you have to threaten to take the team away from him. That will get – if you figure out a way to say, look, we're going to take the team away from you unless you change it, that's the and you can prove that you can do it, then that's the only thing that'll move him off of his position.
Well, if this is the NBA, maybe you could see something like that happening, but there's no way. Because you know what? All of these owners have something else on the other owners. They've all got these files hidden away of bad stuff that each one of them has done. And it's one of those deals where, like, if someone was to stab them in the back, look at how quickly really damning information about the other ones might have. All of these guys got files filled on everybody else. You don't think Jerry Jones has like some secret like file cabinet that's got everyone's name on it, every owner? You know, oh, what do we have on Arthur Blank? And oh, what do we have over here on the Crafts? I mean, I guarantee you that's they're all ready to go. So that's why none of these guys will speak up against each other. And it's, you know, it's weird. As I said, I just saw that story and it made me, it's like one of the most ironic things ever when the official Washington Redskins account puts that out there. And I just thought, yeah, why he hasn't changed the name is the dumbest thing ever. And I know he doesn't care about, you know, the other part of it, but just for money reasons why he wouldn't do that, because that seems to be the only language that he thinks in or that he speaks rather. So, yeah. So get ready for that. So that was one of those things. And I also thought that, you know, teams that yesterday put out statements, I thought were getting unfairly killed for, why'd you wait so long? You know, it's a big ball of anger. Well,
people aren't happy in New York with the Knicks right now either.
Oh, that's the other part of it. Yeah.
The Knicks thing is just because Dolan spoke and said something stupid again.
It was also because the Knicks didn't put out a statement.
That's what I'm saying. He spoke about why they didn't put out a statement.
Well, that was an internal memo. That wasn't a memo to the media. That was a memo to his players and staff as to why he wasn't speaking out, which made him look even worse.
He's like, who am I to say anything?
Right.
All right, man. I'd say what you, somebody who right now can speak for an organization because, oh, you own it. Maybe you could say something there. And as I said, it was one of those things, weird day on social media yesterday. At least, as I said, the day ended with a little bit of positivity outside of, you know, a couple of the scattered things that happened in Brockton. I feel bad for that guy from the Dunkin' Donuts. He's been on TV all morning. I feel bad for him. But, I mean, when I saw, you know, the kneeling of the police officers with the protesters, I thought that was awesome because it completely diffused the situation. I thought what I saw over there in front of the State House was an amazing situation where you had the police officers backed up their Hummer when the protesters were walking their way as almost like a sign of respect. And then when one guy threw a water bottle at the police officers, like three of the head protesters came and said, we do not do that, and like pulled him aside. It's like, what are you doing? We're going to keep this peaceful. So that part of it, I thought, you know, it ended the day on a little bit of hope. But I mean, it has been just obviously a very strange couple of days for a lot of people. And social media is just, you got to stay off of it for a while. Mm. You got to stay off of it for a while, man. It's been a not a fun place to be. All right, but speaking of that, we're all about redemption here on the show, and we're going to give Wallach that chance. Coming up next, after a disastrous performance on yesterday's I Rule, we'll find out if something's actually wrong with John, and we will test that next, right after Joe Murray's headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.5 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. If you were with us yesterday, kind of close this time, we brought back a game we haven't played in a while. I had thoroughly enjoyed it, not only because Joe Murray and I did extremely well, but because Wallach did something just inexplicable. It's a game we like to call
I Rule.
That's right, I Rule, which also involves John Wallach. Who,
I Rule, yeah! Didn't get to play that yesterday, unfortunately.
Not much, no. We did not get to play that much at all, because the way that it works is that we each pick a category that we feel that we are experts in. In fairness, I picked the categories yesterday because I wanted to spring it upon them, but I thought I was being very fair in the three categories that I picked. For me, I picked 80s and 90s action movie theme songs. And I ended up getting 4 out of 5 correct. Joe Murray, I picked for him wrestlers walk-in theme songs from, I believe, the 90s on. Joe Murray, 4 out of 5. He's still beating himself up to this very minute for missing out on what he said was one of the easiest ones, correct?
Yeah, I just didn't know that that was the guy's song, but it was Akeem the African Dream, who was pretty much my lookalike.
Now I need to Google him. And then there was John Wallach, who, if we know anything about John Wallach, this guy was a New Jack hustler back in the day. Sometimes he says things about early 90s hip-hop and R&B that no human should know unless they were actually a backup singer for Levert.
Like, I saw Bobby Brown in concert.
This guy's knowledge of that era is scary. And you used to go to those concerts, not just that one, not just Bobby Brown. You've been to like a ton of those shows, right?
Sure.
Without women, though.
I saw it. Well, no. Of course, without women.
That's why he went.
Of course, without women. I saw Run DMC and Houdini in concert. I mean, let's go. I mean,
Wallach and this and the rest of his, you know, Pee Patrol went out there.
The woodwind section. Just for killing it.
They were just like trolling for chicks.
This is throwing John off his game.
That's a good line. I like that.
Rich, this is throwing John totally off his game. So.
Because now it's in his head. Now he's nervous. Because yesterday, if you didn't hear what happened, you know, we served up, and I'll use Joe as a good gauge on this. Joe, we served him up 5 moderately easy clips that he had to identify, correct?
Yeah, and I think I got 4 out of 5.
I should have gotten H-Town. Okay. I should have gotten Keith Sweat. I'm still kicking myself for Keith Sweat, and I should have gotten Albie Shore.
All right, so sure. 4 out of 5 clips we played for John Wallach, and John got 0.
Yeah.
None of them. And and this isn't the first time he's choked in a game like this. Like, this happened, I mean, like, we did this something close to like a year ago, and he absolutely choked. And now, just for the sake of science, I have to find out whether or not there's just something wrong with John when it comes to the pressure. Like, the pressure just makes him like lose his mind and he can't think. And, you know, he's the opposite of Paul Pierce. He's not Mr. Clutch. Yeah. He's like, you know, he's the opposite of Tom Brady. He's a guy who blows it when all the cards are down or whatever the cliche is. So now I want to give the guy a chance at redemption. And to make that happen, I even let him and Joe pick their own categories, okay? So today, Joe Murray, what will be your category that you'll be playing for I Rule?
I believe it's 90s grunge bands.
Ooh, okay.
I Rule!
I can see.
So is it bands or songs?
Songs or bands.
Songs or bands, okay. Okay.
Well, whatever.
Well, no. Let's. It's one or the other.
Well, what did you guys do?
Mike, what do you think? Mike and I were working on some of the stuff.
Well, because, I would say probably bands would be fine, okay. It's more alternative than grunge.
Ooh. Oh, no.
So here's your curveball, Joe.
Okay, all right.
Oh, no.
Because grunge, I mean, like, everyone knows what Alice in Chains sounds like. Everyone knows what Soundgarden sounds like.
There's toadies and people like that. Yeah.
Thanks for ruining it, Joe.
Are toadies grunge? Are toadies grunge?
They play on the grunge channel.
Okay, well, because you run out of, like, the seven bands that they know. Like, if you were to throw in, like, Tad or the Melvins, like, something like that, yeah, I can see that would be
L7
in there.
They were, or someone.
Yeah, L7 sucked. They were not good. All right, well, they're just not very good. That song, that we pretend that we're dead, not a good song. But that gets to my category. My category is going to be alternative one-hit wonders, like bands that just have like one hit. And so I think that's something that Hardy and I like to have a little bit of pride in, being able to name these obscure bands. And so that will be my category on that one.
I Rule!
And then we let John Wallach pick his own. And if there's anything that he is an expert on that isn't R&B and smooth 90s hip-hop, that would have to be what, John?
90210. Beverly Hills 90210.
Everything 90210. And the way we would make this one work is that Mike Lockhart has found a sound clip of one side character, five different side characters from 90210.
Okay.
And John has 3 seconds after the clip is done to identify that character. Now, you did draw a line in the sand, though, right? You said, like, the first seven seasons.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, seasons 8, 9, and 10, they were out of college, and it just got, you know, really dumb. So, and this is with Mike's agreement. I asked him, and he agreed. So, it's first 6, 7 seasons of 90210.
Okay. Dan O'Brien.
Yes.
Any faith that you believe John will be able to do somewhat formidable
this category? This is that odd category, Rich, where he just is going to kill it, I think. Yeah. We were right yesterday in thinking that he wasn't going to be that successful on the the New Jack Swing and the hip hop. Today, I think, is going to be the complete opposite. I think, John, it comes out of him. As soon as you say somebody's name or even a scenario, and he'll be. Yesterday, I was making fun of him because he was like, oh, that guy, he had the pink shirt on, and he was the one that was standing in the corner, and he was behind Kelly, and he didn't really say anything, but I know his name.
The best part about the whole thing, and we didn't bring this up, is right before we went to I Rule yesterday, Dan gets in my ear and goes, good luck, buddy.
Well, okay, here's why I'm unfortunately feeling a little nervous for John. And that was because yesterday I said, oh, you mean side characters, like, you know, the owner of the Peach Pit, you know, someone who's not in the opening credits. And John goes, yeah. Immediately I get a tweet, I think from Ryan Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, the owner of the Peach Pit was in the opening credits. His name is Joe T. Papa or something like
Joe
that.
Joe E. Tata. Okay. And it was, no, he wasn't for the first 6 seasons. So yeah, that was my bone of contention with Mr. Johnson.
Still a little bit nervous for you. All right. So right after this, we will come back and we will start the I Rule Redemption Island for John Wallach.
Yeah.
And we will see how he ends up faring in this one, or whether he just has a problem that needs to be explored. We will get to that right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Toucher and Rich.
Guff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, Sports Hub.
You ever notice at the end of that promo, it always cuts off before you hear the whole word hub?
Yes, it does. I noticed.
98.5, like the guy got stabbed or something before he could finish it. It's like a horror movie. 98.5, always seems to stand out when I hear that. It's 98.5 of Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. All right, let's get to it. I rule Redemption Island. The categories are for Joe Murray, grunge artists, for Wallach, 90210 side characters, and for me, alternative one-hit wonders. John is redeeming his 0-for-5 performance that he got yesterday. And you know what? I thought I would add a little something to sweeten the deal here. I have so much faith in you, John, with this. And I do, and I'm being sincere. I think that it was just yesterday you had a brain cramp and something about R&B music and all that. I think that this is so in your wheelhouse.
Oh boy, here it comes. I'm not
just confident that you are going to do well, but I'm confident that you're going to win.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so confident that if you don't come in first, I'm going to tweet out a photo of you with a mustache.
No!
Hey, wait a minute.
So
very recent photo of him.
I happen to have a recent photo of John Wallach with a mustache. And if you don't get in first, if you don't win this entire thing, I'm going to tweet that out.
All right,
Rich. Right, so, like we used to do before, I have a three-sided coin here that I'm going to flip.
I remember the three-sided coin.
And it is Joe with heads, Rich with tails, and John with wings.
Okay.
So here we go. That will determine who will begin, okay?
Okay, go for it.
All right. It's heads.
All right, Joe Murray.
Joe Murray's going to start.
You never seem to win this.
All right, so we will go. You know what? To break up the music.
And this is, I believe, an alternative category all of a sudden, which is fine. It's 90s, and we're good.
You're going to do fine. You're going to do fine. Okay, so we're going to go Joe, and then Wallach, and then me. And here's how we're going to do it, just for the benefit of listenership, is you're going to wait for the clip to be done for you to yell at the answer, okay? You have 3 seconds after the clip is done to yell at the answer. Sound good? Even though I know, Joe, you're going to get these immediately, and Wallach, you're going to get them immediately, just for the sake of the listeners, I want you to do it. And what's great is that when Wallach says the answer, I'm going to have no idea whether he's right. Like, that's like one category. Yeah, you can just yell at a fake guy, somebody from Lord of the Rings, and I'll be like, yeah, sure.
Trust me, there are people in the other room who can't wait to say, no, sorry, wrong.
Okay. All right, so let's start with clip number one. The category is grunge bands or alternative grunge bands. Joe, go.
I actually know this one.
It's the song Lump. Yeah, I believe it's the President of the United States of America.
Attaboy.
Oh, yes, attaboy. That is it. I would have thought that would have been mine. Oh, hang on, I'll press your thing. Here we go.
I rule!
There you go. You see, I would have thought that, although they had peaches, so they are not a one-hit wonder. So there you go. Joe, coming off the board strong with, even though that was probably more than 3 seconds. One for one. No. Let's go to John Wallach, 90210 side characters.
All right, here we go.
Redemption begins now.
Well, we thought we would, David, are you in the habit of running around here in your underwear?
Nikki Witt?
I couldn't hear him. Nikki Witt.
Yes, is that the answer?
That's Felice Martin.
Who is that?
Felice Martin.
Okay.
Oh, Wallet coming out with a bang.
Oh, God.
Going 0-for on the first one. Do you even know who that character is?
Yes, that's his girlfriend's mother, Felice.
Okay.
I do know who that is, but that was so generic. All right, let's go. It's fine.
Okay, now I'm getting worried. The pressure was on, and he ended up grabbing himself. All right, give it to me. Alternative one-hit wonders. Let's hear it. Not a surf. There you go. That is not a surf right there. I think the guy who wrote that song just died. Mm. Wasn't he like what band was he in? I forget, but it helped Not a Surf right
there. That video was wicked cool.
Great video. Great video. They're a decent band. They were a decent band. I actually, believe it or not, have heard their album, and they're not bad. And I'm sure they've probably got 10 of them, so I don't know. All right, so the score now stands 1 for Joe, 0 for Wallach, and 1 for me. All right, Joe, you have 5 seconds. Alternative grunge, go.
The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody.
What is cake going to be?
Okay, you don't have to say what is. But you're correct. That is another easy one.
John's eyebrows are being raised right now. He is not happy with this. He thinks we tilted the ice on him.
Okay, admit. Dan and Mike in the other room, I had nothing to do with the picking of these clips. Like, I didn't specifically, I didn't try to get ones that were
tough. Yeah, no, this is all me. I picked everything.
Okay, so this is Mike. So if you got an issue, talk to Mike. This is not me. And I don't even know if this is fair. All I know is that, you know, these are side characters.
All right.
This is what you asked for.
Yep.
All right, Wallach. Number two, go.
Let me ask your opinion about something. Brandon Walsh. Is he motivated?
Josh Richland?
Say that again, sorry.
Josh Richland.
Josh Richland. What's the-
That is Gil Myers.
Okay. Okay. Yep.
We're not doing this on purpose, John.
I know, and I know who Gil Myers is, too. I got it.
617-779-0985.
The silence
good. Not good.
At Toucher Rich, at Ken Griffey Rules.
You're really going to tweet that photo out?
Dude, you've got 0 for 7.
I know.
So far in this game.
This is not good.
I mean, if this was baseball, I might pinch hit you.
I know. Seriously.
Where's Nick?
Oh, God. Hey, we might have to phone a friend here.
Hey, you know what? We may have to pull, like, a clip from 902, like a sixth one. And if Wally can't get any of these, if Nick gets one, there needs to be a punishment. Like, I mean, that's it. There needs to be some sort of punishment. All right. Yeah. No commercials, just the headlines. And oh, actually, let me do mine. Let me finish my hair. Okay, give me mine. Oh, got a girl, it makes me feel. Oh, I don't know who got a girl is.
It's Tripping Daisy.
Tripping Daisy, that's who it is. Ah, damn it. All right, well, that sucks. All right, well, either way, John Wallach's still 0-for. If you want to weigh in, 617-779-0985. We will see just how bad it gets right after Joe Murray's headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.